Okay, everybody, now we're going on to the third chart of the day, which is the Fidelity Capital and Income High Yield Fund. It's also a lower quality fund, divided by the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. Vanguard Treasury Bond Fund. It's 20-year U.S. Treasury bonds, and that equals the confidence indicator, which I am calling a T3 confidence indicator. It's patterned after the one that Barron's has pioneered and has published for the last 40 years. And at the end of this discussion, I'll have the link to the charts of the Barron's Confidence Index. What they do is they look at corporate bonds, and they have them in two categories. One is high quality, low yield, generally lower yield. And then you have another one, which is low quality with generally higher yield. And what you're doing is you're looking at as they tip back and forth to tell you whether there's confidence. If investors have confidence, they will always go for the lower quality side of the bond equation because they get more interest. Okay, but if they see trouble on the horizon, what they do is they decide that they don't want to be in the lower quality bonds, because what's going to happen is that when the economy turns down, they're not going to be able to pay their interest, and so there's going to be a potential default or other liability. And so they'll switch to the, as a defensive move, they'll start going into things which are higher quality. What I've done is I've taken two respectable funds, the Vanguard as the long-term treasury, as the ultimate safety. But because you ask for ultimate safety, you get a lower interest rate, versus the Capital and Income, which has a long period since 77 of being well managed, even through difficult times. And it generally pays high income, and a lot of people that want income, they just go for it. But it is much more volatile. The interesting thing is that they both have compound growth rates since the 2000 peak, which we talked about the 2000 peak in this chart, of about 7%. But if you switch between the two of them, you can get much more than that, because there's a fluctuation in the ratio, and the fluctuation in the ratio is the confidence indicator. Yeah, it's the same with Barron's, except that in my chart here, I'm showing you the interesting correlations to the major market peaks. So you know, the question is going to come up. We have this T that projects advanced client T, which projects there is a top in August, late August of this year, and the question comes up: how do you really know that that's true? Well, you can go up there and you can look at the numbers. But you can also watch the confidence indicator as represented here, and you'll see that at the rally into the we have the two take the reference here. It's a 12-year chart. You see, we have the year 2000. We have the market peak registered there, and it actually occurred a little bit. That's the arrow was at the beginning of the year, but it was March 17th. That's when they killed everything in the technology sector. So it went sideways for a while, then it fell down. But you notice that it had fallen off into a low in October of 98, and that's part of the four-year cycle concept. And it come in, and then it started to rise, and that was that rise from October of 08 into March of 2000 was the great speculative boom in the dot-com revolution. The interesting thing is that as you come to these peaks, which would be the 2000 peak or the 07 peak later on, you notice that the confidence indicator starts to go sideways. And as I have noted below, the ratio, the first sentence is the ratio of the low quality high yield Fidelity to the high quality lower yield Vanguard Treasury moves down as confidence in the economic outlook is falling, rises as confidence is improving. So I got the arrow showing the decline in confidence, and of course when it goes up there's increasing confidence. But the interesting thing is about what happens when it starts to flatten out. Well, it starts to flatten out and you have a market forecast for a peak, it's probably turning over. So one of the things that we're going to be quite anxious to see is as we go along here in the continuation of the chart here, which ends as we start off April, but you know it's going to be very interesting to see how it goes into late August. Does this chart begin to, is it screaming up because they're having a lot of confidence? Maybe you're going to get good momentum on the upside, or does it start to flatten out as it has done historically some months before you reach the actual top. You tend to think, does it turn down? Well, if it turns down, that's terrible. But you can already see what's happening, because rising interest rates are really a product of an economy that's beginning to gain speed. So people usually don't lose confidence completely in the stock market because interest rates are rising. So you would expect that this will give us some idea as we go into August whether it's starting to flatten out, because we also see that flattening periods and then turn downs are characteristics of a peak in the stock market. The October 07 peak, it had already started to turn over, and then it started to turn down, and you know, we went underneath that blue moving average, which is the 200. That's a 200-day moving average, and this is a daily chart, so that's the, that's the reference point. And once you get into now, so if you get into a bear market starting, if you're going flat into August, into late August, well, that makes you believe that probably the thing is getting to the point where it could be turning over, as we saw at the previous peaks of 2000 and 07. If it turns down, and it gets going, because you have that the null echo concept has that 3.5 month drop from August down to mid-December, and then maybe it's going to try to rally. Well, if you get down into that, if that's to take care of the first drop. Now, if you turn the confidence index down for that 3.5 month drop, and then you don't get enough of a rally to come back against the blue line, so that the blue line, a blue 200-day moving average, becomes a upside resistance line, then you can put to bed the whole thing that the top came out right, and you don't have to know about the T's anymore. And as long as that goes down, it's probably, means you're in a bear market, because you see the other bear markets, and that's all product of the 40-year cycle anyway, so they're all going to kind of look together. So for the 40-year cycle, you've probably seen two waves down, the two waves with the confidence declining, the blue arrows, and you're going to try and go for the third wave off, and the question is that 3 years or not. Well, if it is, the confidence indicator will stay under the blue line. If it doesn't, then maybe the forecast is wrong. So when you're doing the planning for the future, you have an independent way to do it, which is rooted more into the economics, with a leading indicator of the economy in this confidence index, and not a pure technical or magic T theory grounds. It's better to have your everything all confirmed. In other words, the T said it was a top. There is a topping pattern developing in the confidence indicator, indicating that there is momentum. What it really indicates is that the higher interest rates are starting to put a dampening effect on the growth. And then when it turns down, does it stay down? That confirms you're in a bear market trend on economic grounds, and then you've got yourself in a much better position to say that the 40-year cycle has turned down once again, and the only thing you can gain out of that is you'll notice that if you get too far below the purple 200-day moving average, you're going to get bear market rallies in it. So you can see that, you know, if you can see that in 08 you went down, but you, by the time you got into started the month of April, ended March, you had a rally, and the rally came back to the resistance on the purple line. That's for 08. Okay. Well, if you get far enough down, you're probably going to have a bear market rally. But if you stop at if you see it stopping at the purple line, the bear market rally is over, and you go down again. And you can go back and look at 2000. You can see that it gets down too far. It's going to have a rally. It just never got up to the purple line there. Then it had another one, and it got too far down below. Well, you just draw little channels in there, and you can kind of guess at what becomes an oversold condition. And each bear market probably has a different one. It's interesting that the low in the confidence indicator occurred in October 02. There was a retest into March of 03, if we go to the last bear market low, you see that there was a low in November, right near the end of the year, with a higher bottom formed in March, which was the low for the other market averages. Very often, you you have this chance to see that the downtrend is being broken before the market turns around. So it's also a leading indicator from the standpoint of it's a fundamentally based indicator, although it's tied up with interest rates and it's a bond market indicator, but that's tied close enough to the economy. But it does give you leading indication of a bottom. It's probably giving you false indications when it breaks up here that you're getting a bear market rally. But at least when you get to a major bottom, it is likely to be an important indicator. So I think this is kind of an indicator we're going to set up. We're going to be following as in the Sunday broadcast. But there's a whole family that you can develop off of these. Finally, I would point out that this is not Barron's has done a confidence indicator, and I will add that on. I have every once in a while I get a question of where it is, and it's a good idea. I just put the link up here. It's at a website. You can look at it back over the years. I think this is a better one because what we've done is we've taken an extreme. We're not taking a very good corporate bond and a not so good corporate bond funding ratio. We're going from the angle of a well-managed junk bond fund all the way to the ultimate in security, which is the U.S. Treasury bonds, and they're all very volatile. So the ratio shifts around, and you can make much more sense out of it. So I'm going to christen it as my T30 confidence indicator, and we'll be checking in with it regularly, and we can look at it on a shorter term basis. So that ends my discussion for this week. I do have a lot of other things that grow out of this, and that will be coming either the next Sunday or the Sunday thereafter, which have to do with the question that Peter Eliades raised, which is that if you are in a long-term decline and use a fund that goes an inverse fund, which goes down when the market goes up. Well, it goes down when the market goes up and goes up when the market goes down. That's usually done with derivatives. Usually we're done with swaps, and there's a problem if you put people into that and then you go down, and because these are all in the derivative family, which means they held together by contracts, and the stresses of the thing break the contracts, which started to happen in the last decline. Then you can't trust things. Well, you can build confidence indicators that just tell you that's happening, and so these are like early warning systems that generally speaking, if you're a market top, there isn't any problem going down with one of those funds. And what happens is that if the 40-year cycle is claiming that you're going, the next time we turn, we go down for 3 years. Well, is it true? We don't know it's true, but if we see this turn down, maybe it is true. And if it keeps going down, then it could be true. And if it starts to make some of these very profound dives, like you saw in the 08 period, then you start addressing the question: is that the confidence is going to go long? What are the ramifications? And the ramifications in that one is almost like treasury bills and gold, for the ultimate calamity, Armageddon, I guess you'd call it. But it's always possible, all the stuff is very cleverly thought out, and it's wrong. And if you see the confidence indicator starting to rise and it breaks the purple line, something else going on. Maybe they're showering the market with money, or doing some other attempt to alter the 40-year cycle. Well, you'd have to know about that. And that would all play through this indicator, because I think this is probably the most sensitive way to look at economic things. So that's why I did it this Sunday, and we'll deal with these other issues next week. Thanks for checking in. I'm getting my iPad did not show up on Saturday with everybody else's, so it's coming on Monday. So don't send a lot of questions in, because I'll be tied up with that on it will be delivered on Monday, and it's my new toy. So I'll be playing with that on Monday. But later on in the week you can send in your questions and or commentary, and I'll have a chance to get to that, but not for a little while. Thanks for checking in, and we'll, of course, Tuesday morning we'll be back in the short term at the T-Theory Foundation site. Bye-bye.